The dates were kept completely secret, even from the media, up to the night of the first concert. Paul McGrath, rock critic for Canada's national newspaper, the Globe and Mail, at the time.
None of us, the press, knew really what was going on until 4 or 5 hours before the show. We were taken in 2 limousines and driven the 10 blocks or so behind police lines, up through the back door, guards everywhere. When we got into the place, it was already packed, and within 30 seconds after the Stones coming on, every rule in the place had been broken. There were people standing on chairs, there were people standing on tables, there was beer flying in the air, and there was nothing that the normally beefy guys at the El Mocamo could do about it.